Eloi kosav lo elo amnas lekoinso. The husband, when he wrote a ksuba to his wife, and he wrote in the ksuba tosefes, he's adding extra things, more money, more than the 200 in the ksuba. The husband's svara was that since we're going to have kenisa lechupa, we're going to like live together with the hanor that I'm going to live with you. Therefore, I'm going to give you this tosefes. But if we never had nesuyin yet, then she does not have a right to get the extra money from the ksuba. That's what Blazer ben Azariah holds. So now, Laman diyom aloy zocho, the one that says here also, when the father gives in the dunya the present to his daughter, the kala, that the husband doesn't get it. If she died before nisuyin, is Blazer ben Azariah. He also like Blazer ben Azariah, the same svara, that when the father gave his kala, he gave his daughter the presents to give to her husband, it was only almanas that you'll have nisuyin, you'll live together. With anor be alive, then he has das to give it over to him. But he didn't have nisuyin yet, the father didn't mean to give it to his daughter, to give over to her husband. Uman diyom azocha, Tanakama that says no, that even in erisin, the husband is zoicha in these matonis, is krabonin, holds out krabonin svara, that with erisin alone, it's a svara the husband gives the whole taisus ksuba to his wife. So once the bishop put Erison alone just to get married to her, also all the presents take place. So where it says, Loi, I tell you, the svara of the machleg is not totally zebzeh. Loi, I tell you, the kula yalma, really everybody, Kriblaza ben Azariah. Everybody else, Kriblaza ben Azariah. That what, that when the husband gives the tesefes ksuba to his wife, he only means to give her the extra money for the ksuba after nisuyin. But if they did not have nisuyin yet, he does not want to give it to her. So it's like this, the svara. Man diyom aloy zocha, the one that says that the kala also does not get these presents to give over to a husband before nisuyin, Kriblaza ben Azariah. True, that's very good. Does the presents only go over after nisuyin? But before they have nisuyin, there's no svara you want to give over one to the other. Uman diyom azocha, Tanakama, that says no, that when the father gives a present to his daughter to give to a husband, is even b'shas erisin, I'll tell you like this. Ad kan lo kam Rav Loza ben Azariah elamididei lidido. When does Rav Loza elamididei lidido? When does Rav Loza ben Azariah say a svara? That if that the presents, the tosefes, the husband doesn't give his wife a tosef ksuba, only after nisuyin, that's only from him to her. Here's the question, when does the husband give his wife the tosefes in the ksuba? When he gives to her, that's only after he lived with her, after nisuyin. Shleikosav lo elo amanas lekoinsa. That's what Blazer ben Azariah svara, the husband only writes this extra ksuba for his wife, only amanas, that they'll have kenisa lechupa, that they'll live together. Ava midido lididei, but the question is the kala, when she gets married, she's bringing in the dunya, she's bringing in a present, from her father to the chosin, afilu Blazer ben Azariah moida, to mishum echutne, echtunei, who? The reason why the father wants to give this present, the nedunya, is because somebody's marrying his daughter, because of the chasna. Voichasna lhu, and they had chasna, they had erisin. So the svara the father gives over the present, stam mishum ichtutei, mishum the chasna. And since the erisin is also called the chasna, therefore the kala gets this nedunya, she gives over to her husband. Therefore the husband gets it even though she died before the nisuyin. Then the Mishnah says, Chayim b'mzonaseha, that a husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. Even though a father does not have a chiyuv to support his daughter, but a husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. Tana Rabbanan, the Bryce says like this, Tiknu m'zonaseha tachas ma'is yodeh. The Rabbanan made the takana that a husband has to feed his wife. Tachas ma'is yodeh. Since there's a takana that the paycheck, if your wife works, the money goes to the husband. So because of that takona, the Rabbanan made another takona to say that he has to support her. Ukfurosa, that is a din that the husband has to bury his wife if she dies. The husband has to take care of the kfura. Tachas tsubosa, since the what? Since, that's just tachas and the dunya it means. The ksuba doesn't mean the real ksuba, what the husband has to give his wife. But it means in the dunya, that was probably when they first got married, she brought in a present to him. So because of that present that she brought in, Machmas Nedunya, the husband has to bury his wife. Lefikach, therefore, Baal Oichel Peris. Therefore, the husband has the right to eat the Peris of the Nechosim of his wife, the Nechse Milug, that the property, he has a right to plant it, plant on it, and eat the peiros. Fred Gemara, peiros man b'chashamayu. Who's talking about eating peiros here? We're talking about these other halachas. Why the husband has to support his wife, about the ma'aseh deho, paycheck that goes back to the husband, the kfaroso, ksuboso, but who's talking about eating peiros? So Gemara says like this, chasurei mechzor, something is missing over here. Vochi ketone, this is what the Brisa means to say. Tikno mizaynoi seho, tachas ma'aseh deho. The Rabbana made a takona that the husband has to feed his wife, because it's a takona that she has to give him her ma'aseh deho. Since she has to give him a paycheck, therefore the Rabbana made it, the husband has to support his wife. Opirkuna tachas peiros. Who are then the husband has to free, pay the ransom for his wife if she gets caught, she gets captured, because the Rabbana gave the husband a right to eat the peiros of the nechsem elug, the property that your wife owns, the husband has a right to plant it and eat the peiros. Ukfurosana tachas ksubosa. The din is the husband has to take care of the kfura of his wife, because he got an adun, he got the present from his wife. Lefika, this is what the Brisa means to say, Lefika, therefore, Baal loicha peiros. Therefore, the Baal has a right to eat the fruits, the peiros of his wife's property. Fred Gemara, still, my Lefika, what does one have to do with the other though? What's Lefika over here? So much like this, Maal the time I would have thought, Mechol loinech linu. Maybe the peiros, the fruits that grow out of her property, the husband doesn't have a right to eat it. But I'll tell you, Anuchin and Chinu. Maybe he has to just leave it there. Why? The imkain mimna v'loy parik. Maybe if so, the imkain mimni, the husband will be mimni v'loy parik. He won't redeem his wife. Kamash malah no do adifa. This is more important. Val zimna d'loy molly o parik lo midi day. Sometimes he doesn't have enough money. She doesn't have enough money, and he'll redeem her from his own money. Shrash is like this. Maybe there won't be enough money from the payers to redeem her. So throw it. This one smart should be is that the payers, maybe the husband should not be allowed to eat. Don't let the payers eat, don't let the husband eat the payers. The smart is because let the payers stay, and if she ever gets captured, we'll sell the payers to redeem herself. So the Teret says, no, that's not a good svarah, because maybe sometimes there won't be enough money just selling the peiros to redeem himself. But like this, if the husband has the right to eat the peiros, he doesn't keep a cheshbon, he doesn't know how much he ate, but just halacha is, if she ever gets caught, he has to redeem it no matter how much money it costs. So if what kedai, that the husband should eat the peiros, almanas, that she should have the din, that he has to free her. He says, that's what I say, mother, I would have thought, let the husband not eat the peiros. Let's leave it. We'll store it. We'll keep it like in the bank.
Because if we don't do like this, maybe the husband won't redeem her. So therefore, Kamash Malon lets us hear the Braisa, Duhadifa, this way is better. Because maybe sometimes there won't be enough money to pay the ransom just from the money of the fruits. Like if the husband eats the fruits and the husband has to redeem her, sometimes the husband will add more money from his own pocket to redeem her. Now the Gemara says, V'epuch, maybe it's the opposite way around. Hagrashi says, maybe the mezoinis is tachas peiros. Since the Baal eats the peiros, that's why he has to feed her. O perkuna, that he has to pay the ransom, is tachas ma'aseh deho. Maybe it's this way. And Rashi says, what's nafkamina? The yomra ain't in the zaynis. She has a right to say, don't feed me. V'yena oise, and I won't work for you. So lekum komra, according to this way, she's not saying anything. But the way we learned before, it's good. Since the masakim zaynisea tachas ma'aseh deho, so she has a right to say back to the husband, don't do me any favors, don't feed me, and I won't give you my paycheck. So that's the shayla. Why don't we say the opposite? Tomorrow says, Omra Abaye, Abaye says, Tiknu motzu lemotzi. To swear the Rabbanu Masaki in the Takana that something happens often, for something that happens often, v'sheinu motzu l'sheinu motzi, and something doesn't happen so often, for the thing that doesn't happen so often. Therefore, the Masaki is a neser tachas ma'aseh yodeh that happens very often, and for us, or tachas nedunya, that also doesn't happen so often. And odinu pirkuna tachas peiros, also those things don't happen so often. So the Gemara says, Omar Rova, Hai Tana Sova Mizoinis Midiraisa. This Tana, like we'll soon bring down, holds that the chiyuv for the husband to support his wife is Midiraisa. Not like we learned before, it's only the Tekonim of the Rabbanim. Titania, we learned like this.
Sheiro, Elo Mezoinus, the husband has to feed her. The Chayna Weinav, Asher Ochlu, Sher Imi. Ksusa, what does the Pasuk mean, clothing? Kemashmo, the husband has to give her clothing. Oinosa, Zu Oino, Homur Batara. That means the Oino, that the husband has to live with her. The Chayna Weinav, Imtanes Benoisai. So Oino means the Chiyuvim to live with your wife. We have Lazar Weinav, no, Sheira Zu Oino. Sheira means Oino, that's what Sheira means. Not that Shera means Mezoinus, as your blessed old Mezoinus only with the Rabbanin. When the Apostle says Shera means Zuaino, the Chayna Waime Ish, El Kol Shera Besarul Esikrivu, Legalis Erva. So you see, Shera goes on Bia. So Shera means the husband has to live with his wife. Ksusa Kimashmo, he has to give her clothing. What does Einosu mean, Elo Mezoinus? So both these Tanoim hold that Midiraisa, the husband has to feed his wife. It's only sure from which word, from Shera or else from Oino. So Kitsa, these Tanoim hold here, the husband has to feed his wife, Midiraisa.